Good morning.
Good morning.
We do want to welcome everyone.
欢迎每一位。
And we especially welcome those that traveled from coast to coast and overseas for our wedding time yesterday.
也欢迎从外州或者甚至说是从海外来参加婚礼的。
So this morning, I want to consider with you some thoughts on the unity in the body of Christ.
今天我们大家要一起来思想在基督身体里面的合一。
And our response to the battle for this unity.
和为着这合一所带来的征战。
So if we could turn to Nahum chapter 2.
所以请大家打开纳鸿书第二章。
I know some of you are studying the minor prophets, so you can find Nahum in there.
如果你最近在读小先知书，应该很容易找到。
Nahum chapter 2, verse 1.
所以说纳鸿书二章一节。
So Nahum chapter 2, verse 1 says, The one who scatters has come up before your face. Man the fort, watch the road, strengthen your flanks, fortify your power.Mightily.
那打碎邦国的上来攻击你，你要看守保障，谨防道路，使腰强壮，大大勉励。
Let's have one more word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, we are thankful that we can come before you this morning.
主，感谢你，我们今天早晨可以来到你的面前。
Lord, we are reminded how we are wholly dependent upon you.
我们再次被提醒，我们是完全依靠于你。
We desperately need to hear you speak to us.
我们迫不及待地要听你的声音。
Lord, we're reminded that it is only your spirit that can reveal Christ to us.
只有你的灵让向我们显明基督。
So Lord, may you take even our feeble words and by your spirit enliven them.
主，求你借着我们软弱的话语，借着你的圣灵来向我们显明。
May you give us hearts that are attentive to hear what the Spirit says to the church.
可你给我们这样一个心，能够来听你向教会所说的话。
And may we be obedient to your speaking and to your leading.
让能够我们能够顺服你的话语和引领。
We surrender ourselves into your faithful hands.
我们把我们自己交到你信实的手里。奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. So during Thanksgiving week,
在感恩节的时候
we had a family gathering and my son shared this verse with us.
所以在那个家庭聚会当中我们弟兄的儿子分享到这个经节
And it really caught my attention and I think it has some tremendous application to us in these days.
它引起我的注意因为我想在我们今天有很大的一个应用。
So let's first consider where or to who this word was even spoken.
那我们首先来思想这些话是对谁说的。
So Nahum was a prophet.
所以纳鸿是一个先知。
And he lived in the days, same days as Habakkuk, Zephaniah, and kind of the early days of Jeremiah.
他当时的年代就是也有其他的先知哈巴谷、西番雅和那个耶利米的早些时候。
But Nahum had a very specific word from the Lord.
但是纳鸿从神那里得到一个很特别的话语。
He had a specific word about the destruction of Nineveh.
他这个话语就是说到尼尼微被毁灭。
And Nineveh was a very great and powerful city, the center of the Assyrian Empire.
所以我们当时看到尼尼微是一个很大也很有能力的城市，是当时亚述帝国的首都。
And this is the same Nineveh that Jonah had prophesied against.
这其实也是约拿以前说预言时候所提到的同样一个城市。
You might remember from the book of Jonah how he had been sent to Nineveh to specifically prophesy about their destruction.
所以我们当时看到约拿被送去尼尼微就是要在那里说预言说到尼尼微被毁灭。
Impending judgment because of the evil of this city and its people.
因着这个城市的罪，所以就要受神的审判。
But upon hearing Jonah's prophecy, there was this great repentance.
但是当当地的人听到约拿的预言以后，他们就有了一个大的悔改。
The people of Nineveh had a genuine repentance and turned their hearts back to God.
他们就悔改， 来回转向神。
And when they repented, God in His mercy relented of His plan to destroy Nineveh.
所以神在他的恩典里面就缓和了他要毁灭尼尼微的计划。
But then slowly, as time went by, the people of Nineveh began to return to their worldly wicked ways.
但是慢慢的，随着时间过去，尼尼微的人又回到他们那个地上那些那些黑暗的光景。
So 140 years later, Nahum is sent to prophesy against this city.
所以140年以后，那鸿又被神差遣去说预言。
To prophesy about their total destruction.
来预言那个城市要被完全毁灭。
A destruction that would occur this time about 10 years later after Nahum's prophecy.
这毁灭是在那鸿说预言十年以后所发生的。
A destruction that would actually wipe this great city from existence.
所以就完全把这个城市从地上除去。
Nineveh's hold on this world and the world's hold on them resulted in their total annihilation.
所以这尼尼微这个城对世界的控制和世界的这个城市的控制就被完全灭绝。
But before the Lord carried out this judgment,
但是在神这样审判之前,
here in the middle of this prophecy, we have this verse.
所以在这个我们这边看到这样一个预言。
He who scatters has come up before your face. Man the fort, watch the road, strengthen your flanks, fortify your power mightily.
那打碎邦国的上来攻击你，你要看守保障，谨防道路，使腰强壮，大大勉励。
This verse actually begins with a warning.
所以我们看到这个经节一开始是一个警告
，or a reminder to get our attention.
或者是一个提醒，让我们能够注意。
It states that the one who scatters has come up before your face.
说打碎邦国的上来攻击你。
So who is the one that scatters?
那打碎邦国的是谁呢？
This is God's enemy, Satan.
就是神的仇敌撒旦。
The prince of this world.
是这个世界的王子。
He has been given a dominion over this world for a period of time.
他被赋予这个在这个地上掌权一段时间。
And he is seeking to divide and to conquer God's people.
他要吞吃神的儿女。
He wants to scatter and create disunity.
所以他要打碎，他要来毁坏。
And he will do anything to tempt us and to distract us.
他要来引诱我们，让我们能够离开神。
To draw our attention away from the Lord.
让我们的注意力不再在神的身上。
He is attempting to prolong his time and to delay the fulfillment of what is on the Lord's heart.
他想要延长他在地上的时间，然后来延迟我们主的回来，再来。
The reality is that Satan really has no power over the life of Christ that is within us.
但是实际上，撒旦在对我们里面主的生命并没有权柄。
There should be no reason for us as believers to fall prey to his tactics.
所以我们作为信主的人不应该成为他的牺牲品。
As long as we are abiding in Christ.
只要我们住在主耶稣的里面。
The problem is that we are so easily entangled and distracted.
但是问题在于我们是很容易被地上的事所纠缠。
Our flesh is very attached to this world.
我们的肉体也在这个世界里面。
And we need to recognize and understand this issue.
所以我们需要认识这件事情。
And recognize there is an enemy who is seeking to scatter.
我们知道有这样一个仇敌，他要打碎邦国。
He looks to kill, to destroy.
他要来偷窃、杀害。
So while we may at times be disappointed with this world,
所以很多时候我们虽然在这个世界当中有失望。
And we may be disappointed with things in the world.
也被这个世界当中的事所失望。
We shouldn't be surprised.
但是我们不应该感到惊奇。
It is expected.
因为这是我们所应该预见的。
Satan tried to tempt the Lord Jesus.
撒旦甚至想要来引诱主耶稣。
And he will certainly seek to tempt us.
他当然也要引诱我们。
And in ourselves, we are no match for his craftiness.
当然我们没有办法靠着我们自己来抵挡他的诡计。
But again, we need not fear and we need not give in.
但是我们不要害怕，也不需要放弃。
So Nahum warns us here, the one that scatters has come up against our face.
所以那宏在这里警告我们说，那打碎邦国的要来攻击我们的信心。
This is the age that we live in.
这是我们所处的时代。
The enemy is seeking to scatter and to divide.
所以我们的仇敌要来打碎，也要 来产生混乱。
He wants to create chaos and divide us from the Lord and divide us from one another.
他要让我们不再和主和我们弟兄姊妹有合一。
But the great work of the Lord in these days is to unite us.
但是神今天要做的工，就是要在主里面让我们合一。
The Lord seeks to make His bride ready.
主要他让他的新娘能够预备整齐。
That the church, the body of Christ, would stand as His testimony against the one who scatters.
所以教会可以在合一里面做他的见证。
And how joyous it is when the bride is made ready.
当新娘预备整齐的时候，这喜乐是何等的大。
We had a picture of this yesterday.
我们昨天看到这样一幅图画。
It is a joyous occasion, it is a beautiful sight when the bride is made ready.
所以我们看到新娘预备整齐的时候，是何等美丽的一幅图画。
And a wedding should always remind us of what's on the Lord's heart and His desire for a bride.
所以这样的婚礼要让我们提醒我们主里面的心意。
And we're reminded that this bride is corporate.
我们知道这个新娘是一个团体。
This bride is His body.
是我们主的身体。
So it's one body made up of many members.
是有很多成员所组成的一个身体。
Joined together in unity with one head.
所以是在合一里面有同一个首领。
And today we live in the middle of a battle over that unity.
所以我们今天是活在这个合一的征战里面。
So Nahum reminds us that we're in a battle.
所以那宏提醒我们是在这样的一个征战里面。
And then Nahum gives us these four charges to the church.
所以今天那宏提醒我们这样四件事。
He gives this word to those who would have an ear to hear what the Spirit says to the church.
凡有耳可听的，主向教会所说的话就应当听。
Those that desire to be a part of that bride made ready.
你如果有这样的心愿，成为那新娘的一部分，也应当听。
And so his four imperatives or his charge is to man the fort.
所以他的四个当务之急，第一个是看守。保障
Watch the road.
谨防道路
Strengthen the flanks.
使腰强壮
And fortify your power mightily.
大大勉励
We need to heed these imperatives and we need to understand how they might apply to us today.
所以我们要对这个当务之急有注意到这些，而且要把它们应用到我们生活当中。
So first, man the fort.
第一个，看守保障。
What is the fort?
什么是保障?
Psalm 18:2 tells us, The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer.
所以我们看到诗篇18章2节里面说到，耶和华是我的岩石，我的山寨，我的救主。
We all know that Jesus is our fortress, a shelter in the time of storm.
所以我们知道我们的主是我们的救主，是我们急难中的救主。
So what does it mean to man the fort?
那看守保障是什么意思呢?
Simply put, to man the fort is to be in the body of Christ.
简单来说，看守保障就是在基督的身体里面。
To be present where the Lord is.
那主在哪里，我们就在哪里。
If the Lord's desire is for a body to be united,
那如果主的心意是要有一个合一的身体。
If his desire is for a bride to be made ready,
那如果他的心意是要新娘预备整齐。
If that is the longing on his heart, then that is where he is going to be.
那如果这是他心里的心愿，也就是他所要做的。
With his beloved,
和他所爱的。
And that is also where we long to be.
那也应该成为我们的心愿。
We should long to be gathered together corporately.
我们应该愿意和弟兄姊妹在一个团体的合一里面。
Now we see these various terms that are used to represent the aspects of the Lord's people being built together.
所以我们看到在主的在神的子民被一同建立的时候有不同的话语。
Different aspects that represent what's on the Lord's heart.
让我们看到主的从不同方面来看到主里面的心意。
The church, the body, the house.
所以我们看到神的家、教会和身体。
The fort.
也看到这里所说的保障。
A place where we can come and we can take refuge and be built together in unity in Christ.
所以这是我们可以在里面躲藏，也在里面一同被建立成为主的身体。
And this reference to fort represents the fact that it is a battle that we are in.
所以这里之所以说到保障，也让我们看到我们是在一个征战的里面。
And the Lord desires to engage us in that battle.
主也愿意我们来加入这个征战。
But the Lord cannot engage us in that battle if we are not present.
但是如果我们都不在主的里面，当然也没办法加入这个征战。
And not only present, but equipped for the battle.
我们不但要在来参加这个征战，也要预备整齐来征战。
Now he does the equipping, but we must be present and available.
所以主会让我们预备整齐。但是我们必须预备我们的心。
Practically speaking, for any army to be moving together as a unit, they have to be under the command or under the leadership of their commander.
所以当一个军队他们要一起往前的时候，他们需要有一个元帅的指挥。
Hebrews 10:25 reminds us not forsaking this assembling together.As is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
就像希伯来书十章二十五节提醒我们的，你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
So we need to be coming together.
所以我们需要彼此劝勉。
And it's not just two or three times a week.
那不仅仅只是说一个星期两三次。
We cannot be unified if we are not spending time together.
我们如果没有时间在一起，当然没有办法合一。
And sometimes we have to deliberately fight for these times because they are contested.
那很多的时候，我们必须来争取这样的时间，因为我们的忙碌。
The enemy desires to scatter and divide.
我们看到，仇敌要来打碎。
But do we make it a priority to come together with the saints, to come together with the family of God?
但是我们是不是把和众圣徒一起聚会来到神的家作为我们的一个优先?
And by the way, the family of God includes your immediate family.
那当然神的家也包括你自己的家。
Are we spending time together to really understand what's happening in one another's lives?
我们是不是花时间来了解彼此生活当中所发生的事。
Or at times are we so wrapped up in ourselves that we really don't have time for the saints?
还是我们心里都被我自己的事所充满，我们根本没有时间去关心其他圣徒的事。
It's really not a matter of time. It's really what the longing in our heart is.
这其实不是一个时间的事情，而是我们心里所想的是什么。
Are we longing to be where Christ is, and do we see Christ?In one another, in the brothers and sisters.
我们是不是愿意和主在一起？是不是愿意在众弟兄姊妹当中看见主
？And do we understand that we are incomplete without each other?
而我们是不是知道，如果没有弟兄彼此相爱，我们就是不完全的
？So when the Lord puts on our heart inviting someone to dinner or getting together with someone, do we obediently yield our time?
如果神给我们这样一个心意，要请弟兄姊妹或者一起去。吃饭或者说是交谈，那我们是不是愿意来遵循这样的一个旨意
？Sometimes just taking time to sit together and to pray together.
很多的时候只是一起坐着，一起来向主祷告。
Not trying to fix one another, not trying to find the answer to every problem.
不是说要来更正别人，也不是说要对每一个问题都有一个答案。
But just seeking the Lord together.
而只是说一起来寻求主。
And not just when it's convenient.
也不仅仅只是在你方便的时候。
Paul instructed Timothy to be ready in season and out of season.
就像保罗对提摩太所说的，不管得时或者不得时。
And even when we gather together for what looks like a very social reason.
那也许有的时候我们只是说在社交当中在一起。
Our gatherings together should look different than the world's gatherings.
但是我们的聚会应该和世界有区别。
Our speech, our actions should reflect this life that is within us.
我们的话语都应该让我们里面主的生命流露出来。
Our gatherings are the opportunity to exhibit the fruit of the Spirit.
因为这样的聚会给我们一个机会来展现圣灵的果子。
That's the fruit of victory. Love, joy, peace, kindness, self-control.
就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
You see, I have to work on memorizing all eight of them, right?
你看到我要记住所有这些。
It begins with really a personal time, your personal time each morning in union with the Lord.
这从每一天你早晨和主在一起的时间开始。
Developing that intimate relationship and drawing near to the Lord.
就是和主有那样一个个人的关系，被主与主更近。
But the goal is so that we can corporately draw together near to the Lord and be in one united with Christ.
但是我们的目标是说，我们在团体当中可以合一，来进入主身体的丰满里面。
The fullness of the body is when we all come together in Christ.
当我们一起来到主里面的时候，我们就可以看见他身体的丰满。
So we need to man the fort. We need to be present and available.
所以我们需要看守保障，我们需要在主的面前预备整齐。
If we want to be where the Lord is, we need to be together with the Lord's people.
我们如果要和主在一起，我们就必须和主的儿女们在一起。
David expressed it this way in Psalm 27:4 when he said, "One thing I have asked from the Lord, that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life."To behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in His temple.
就像大卫在诗篇27:4里面所说的，有一件事我曾寻求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他殿里求问。
That should be the longing in our heart to dwell in the house of the Lord.
这应该是我们心里的意愿，来住在主的殿中。
And to dwell in the house is a corporate thing.
而住在主的殿中是一个团体的事。
We are not alone, but together with all the saints in the fort.
我们不是孤独的，而是和众圣徒在一起。
Second charge was watch the road.
第二个当务之急是说谨防道路。
So a fort is usually placed strategically up on a hill or a high spot.
保障或者说堡垒通常是放在一个山上或者一个高处。
An area where you can see a larger part of the land around you.
所以你可以看见周围的地。
It's set there to defend not only what's in the fort, but to defend the land that's around and surrounding the area.
因为不但来保障在那个堡垒里面的，也是说周围的那些地。
And watchmen are placed on the wall to keep lookout.
我们也有一个守望的在那个城墙上来看。
Looking out over everything behind them in the wall, but also looking out over the horizon.
他不但看城堡里面的，也要看外面的。
To bring back word of the conditions and of things to the king.
他也把当初的情形来回报给王。
And then to wait on the king's instruction.
来等待王的指示。
The king decides, and he is the one that sends forth.And declares where the resources are to be deployed.
所以王就来做决定，要把人派到哪里去。
Psalm 62:6-7 tells us about the watchman.
所以我们看到诗篇以赛亚书62:6-7里面所说的。
On your walls, O Jerusalem, I have appointed watchmen all day and all night; they will never keep silent. You remind the Lord, take no rest for yourselves, and give him no rest until he establishes and makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
耶路撒冷啊，我在你城上设立守望的，你们昼夜必不静默，呼吁耶和华的，你们不要歇息，也不要使他歇息，直等到他建立耶路撒冷，使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
We are all called to be watchmen and take that position up on the wall.
我们都受召来成为城墙上的守望者。
To keep a lookout and gather intelligence and bring back a report on the conditions.
所以我们需要守望，也要向我们的主来回报这些情形。
But our watching is all related to God's house.
但是我们所谓的守望都是为着神的家。
It's for the purpose of building up and protecting the house.
是为着建立和守护神的家。
Our calling to be watchmen, the Lord tells us in Ezekiel 33:7 is, So you, son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore you shall hear a word from my mouth and warn them for me.
以西结书33:7提醒我们说，人子啊，我照样立你做以色列家守望的人，所以你要听我口中的话，替我警戒他们。
The essence of being a watchman is to be together up on the wall, standing in prayer for what's on the Lord's heart.
所以，作为守望者所需要的，就是站在那个城墙上，在那里祷告。
And if we are lacking in that corporate prayer,
如果我们缺乏那样团体的祷告。
Or if we don't recognize its importance, then we are vulnerable to attack.
那如果我们贬低那样祷告的重要性，那我们就很容易受仇敌的攻击。
That's why the Lord tells us to pray without ceasing.
所以这是神告诉我们说要不住祷告。
I'd like to read a few quotes to you from Brother Ian Bounds.
我要读一下我们有一个弟兄叫 Bounds 弟兄所写的。
So this brother in 1913 authored a book called The Power of Prayer.
他在1913年的时候写了一本书，是说祷告的能力。
And he makes the following statements.
他这样说。
God's watchmen must always and everywhere be men of prayer and women of prayer.
神的守望者无论何时何地都应该是一个祷告者。
Men must pray and be prayed for.
我们必须祷告，也必须有人有祷告的扶持。
Intercession for others is the hallmark of God's watchmen.
为别人代祷是成为神守望者的一个标记。
Then he also makes this statement.When prayer is confined to self and the sphere of one's personal needs, it lacks by reason of its narrowness and selfishness.
当祷告只是为着自己和自己周围的个人的需要，那就成为一个狭窄和自私的祷告。
So ultimately, as the Lord leads us, we should be praying for others and corporate issues more.
所以当主来引领我们的时候，我们需要为其他人祷告，也为着教会团体的需要来祷告。
This is true in our personal times of prayer as well as our corporate times of prayer.
这不管是在我们个人祷告的时间和我们团体祷告的时间都是一样的。
And we should be gathering together with saints at various times specifically to pray and seek the Lord.
所以我们需要和众圣徒一起来聚会。
This is a great barometer concerning where our spiritual life is.
这是一个很好的衡量，来看我们祷告的生命到底是在哪里。
And if you find you fall way short, you're not alone.
那如果你觉得你缺乏，那你也不是，就是你一个人的事。
We all fall short, but we can ask the Holy Spirit within us to empower us to pray.
但是如果当我们亏缺的时候，我们可以求圣灵来教我们怎么祷告。
The Lord told his disciples in the garden, the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak, watch and pray.
所以就像耶稣在果园里面告诉他的那些门徒所说的，灵里面愿意，但是肉体却软弱，所以我们需要警醒祷告。
The Lord calls us specifically to come together and to pray.
神要我们一起来祷告。
Further in 1 Timothy 2:1, Paul states, First of all, then, I urge you that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men.
在提摩太前书2:1里面，保罗说道，我劝你第一要为万人祷告，恳求、代求、祝谢。
And to pray effectively for one another, we have to interact.
所以如果我们要为弟兄姊妹有效的祷告，我们就需要在一起。
We have to know what's going on in each other's lives, and we have to desire to know what's going on in each other's lives.
我们需要有这样的心愿，也有这样的行动，来知道弟兄姊妹生活当中的事。
But ultimately, what we're praying for is that the Lord's will would be revealed in a situation or circumstance.
但是我们所祷告的是神的心意。在我们所处的各种环境当中都得以显现。
As watchmen, we need to learn to pray for one another in light of what the Lord's eternal purpose is.
所以作为守望者，我们就需要为着神的主的心意祷告，让他的心意能够被显现。
And in light of the fulfillment of what's on the Lord's heart.
然后看到他里面的心意是如何。
So I actually mentioned this one item a couple of Wednesdays ago, I think.
星期三的时候我提到这样一件事。
And that is that the church is in desperate need of revival of corporate prayer.
教会是这样的，需要一个团体祷告的复兴。
We've talked some recently about the lack of revival for many years.
我们看到这样，我们没有这样的一个复兴已经有很多年。
But if we want to see revival, we must first see a revival of our corporate prayer time.
但是在我们看到这样一个复兴之前，我们必须先看到一个祷告的复兴。
We see this throughout history with the start of any revival. It begins with a group that's willing to come together and pray and cry out to the Lord.
所以我们看历史当中每一次复兴之前都有这样一个弟兄姊妹，他们在团体当中向主呼求。
It's an expression of a longing that's in their hearts because it's a longing that's in the Lord's heart.
这是他们心里的渴望，也是主心里的渴望。
And our longing is ultimately for His return and the establishment of His kingdom.
当然，我们的愿望就是他的再来和他永久天国的建立。
But do we pray in this way?
但是我们祷告是这样的吗？
So Nahum charges us to watch the road.
所以那宏要我们说谨防道路。
Be those that answer the call and take our position as watchmen.
所以我们就需要做一个守望者来回应这样的恩召。
To stand together corporately until the Lord's will is fulfilled.
所以当我们在团体祷告当中，直到主的心意被完全的成就。
The third charge he gives us is to strengthen the flanks.
第三个当务之急是使腰强壮。
So what are the flanks?
那腰是什么东西？
So this is actually somewhat of a standard military term.
这也许是一个军事的术语。
When an army, battalion, or squad, or group of forces is going to battle, it begins with a core or area that's in the center.
当军队进入征战的时候，他们当中有一个指挥中心。
This core area is where the captain is located and where the command post is located.
也就是说，那个元帅和指挥中心所在的地方。
All communication into the battlefield is going to come through the command post.
所以，所有向着战地的那些指示都是从这个指挥中心所来。
And all reports back of what is happening in the battlefield come through this command post.
战地所发生的一切也向这里汇报。
And from the command post, the army is usually spread out generally in each direction.
所以我们看到从指挥中心，那军队就慢慢的往外散开。
So you have this line or what they call a front that kind of helps measure are we gaining ground, losing ground.
那所以我们看到前线，那有的时候你前面可以前线得或者失。
And the flanks represent these forces that are out in either direction from the command post.
所以我们看到这个腰就是在这个前线和指挥中心当中的。
And as they get further out, they represent generally the weakest parts of the army.
所以当他们前线往前去的时候，他这当中就成为这个军事的一个虚弱的地方。
Those that are furthest away from the supplies and the reinforcements.
那也许他们就会远离那些供应和远离那个指挥中心。
And a classic battle strategy over the years throughout history has been to attack the flanks.
那很常用的一个战术就是说你找敌人最软弱的地方来攻击。
The goal is you want to penetrate a weak point and then you can come from behind on the command post.
那所以当你打入这个软弱的地方你就可以抓住敌人的指挥中心。
With the goal to try and win the battle.
来这样来取得胜利。
Now in the body of Christ, the flanks represent the saints who for a period have been weakened.
那在基督身体里面这个腰就代表那些软弱的圣徒。
Those that might be furthest from the Lord at that moment.
他们也许在那时当时远离神远离主。
And the reality is that we all find ourselves at times in the flanks.
但是事实上我们每一个人都发现我们有的时候是在那个腰上面。
It might be caused by affliction.
也许是因着痛苦。
Or perhaps we've just been distracted by the craftiness of the enemy.
也许我们被仇敌引诱。
Or perhaps we might be encumbered by a nagging sin that just keeps a hold on us.
也许是被罪所搅扰。
Or perhaps we've lost sight of the commander momentarily in the fierceness of the battle.
那也许我们在征战的恐惧当中失去了和指挥中心的联系。
Or maybe we've just been discouraged because the battle has gone on for so long.
我们也许只是感到沮丧因为那个征战已经有这么久。
John the Baptist actually found himself in that place when he was in prison.
那我们看到施洗约翰在监狱当中的时候他也进入这样一个光景。
You might remember he sent word back to Jesus and said, Are you really the Messiah? Are you the one we're waiting for?
他让他的门徒去问耶稣说你是不是就是那要来的弥赛亚。
Now he knew the truth.
他知道那个真理。
But there was just this moment of doubt and he needed strengthening.
但是他也有这样一个时间他感到困惑需要主的应许。
The Lord does not take us out of this world. He sends us forth into this world as ambassadors.
他主并没有带我们离开这个世界，而是差我们这个世界来成为他的使者。
To testify of who he is.
来为他做见证他是谁。
But at times we do find ourselves exhausted.
但很多时候我们感到精疲力尽。
Or out of supplies.
而缺乏装备。
We feel like the battle has gone on for a long time.
我们觉得那个征战已经很久很久了。
And we need to be strengthened.
我们需要来被强壮。
And the Lord's command to the church here is to strengthen the flanks.
那神在这里对教会的要说的话是说要使腰强壮。
So how do we strengthen the flanks? How do we uplift and encourage one another?
那我们怎么样使腰强壮？我们怎么样来彼此勉励？
We strengthen one another with the word of God.
我们用主的话语来彼此勉励。
The word reminds us of the truth.
那神的话语来提醒我们真理。
The word of God declares who the Lord is and his victorious position seated on the throne.
神的话语让我们看到主是谁和他在主里面的得胜。
The word convicts us of where we may have gone astray or where we may have sinned.
如果我们远离主，我们犯罪，这个话语也会提醒我们。
And the word calls us back to him by repentance.
让我们能够借着悔改来回到他的面前。
So that intimate relationship with the Lord can be restored.
那我们可以重新恢复和主的亲密关系。
The word of God reveals his eternal purpose and gives us confident hope.
那神的话语也向我们显明他永远的心意。给我们一个这样一个指望。
The word of God reminds us that we can see what is unseen.
神的话也提醒我们，我们可以看见那些未见之事。
The word illumines our path; it's a light to our feet.
那就像那脚前的灯，路上的光。
The word declares that it is living and active.
那神的话语是活的。
2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 declares all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work.
所以提摩太后书三章十六到十七节说到，圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。
The army of God is to be equipped.
那神的话语，神的军队需要有这样的一个装备。
We see in Ephesians chapter 6 where the Lord encourages us to put on the full armor of God.
我们看到以弗所书六章里面，让我们穿神福音的军装。
And that armor is mostly defensive except for one weapon.
那个军装大部分都是用来防备的，但是只有一件事。
There's one offensive weapon.
有一个是用来攻击的。
Ephesians 6:17 speaks of the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
以弗所书六章十七节里面说到，圣灵的宝剑就是神的道。
So we strengthen one another by arming one another with the Word of God.
所以我们就是通过给彼此来传说这个神的道，来让我们预备。
Arming one another for the battle that we're in.
让我们能够为着我们所在的征战有装备。
When some of you remember in the story of Nehemiah when he returned to build the wall.
那我们看到尼希米书里面他回到耶路撒冷来建城墙的时候。
When the battle became extremely fierce, it said that he actually had those that were carrying the load, they would carry with one hand and they would carry their sword in the other hand.
那我们可以看到当时征战的情形，修建城墙的扛台材料的都一手做工，一手拿兵器。
The builders, as they worked, each girded their sword by their side.
修建的人都腰间佩刀。
So we uplift and we strengthen one another with the word of God.
所以我们是用神的道来彼此建立，彼此装备。
Now this does not mean our interpretation of the word of God.
这不是靠着我们自己的解释。
Sometimes we simply need to share the word.
很多时候我们只是需要和圣徒来交通神的话语。
We heard the testimony last week of when our brother would say, the Bible says, and then he gave you the word.
上一个星期我们弟兄交通的时候就说到圣经如此说，然后就给我们看到圣经里面的话语。
We share the word and we let Jesus interpret and explain.
我们只是来交通神的话语，让主在里面做解释的工作。
We let His Spirit reveal how it applies to the circumstance or the situation.
让他的圣灵来向我们看到怎么样应用到我们当前的情形。
And sometimes we have to be careful not to share just our experience.
很多时候我们要谨慎，不要来交通我们自己的经验。
We might share that during a similar situation, the Lord gave us this word, and here's how it applied.
我们也许可以说，当时我们所处的情形和主给我们的话语。
The Lord gives us through our experiences compassion for others, or He equips us to help meet others' needs.
主给我们这样的一个预备，让我们能够彼此来扶持。
But our experience is not necessarily the exact answer for where another saint is at.
但是我们个人的经历也许并不完全适用另外一个圣徒当时的需要。
And one of our greatest dangers is that we tend to cut each other up with the word.
但是很多的时候我们也许用神的话语来彼此指责。
We have to be careful at times not to just go select scriptures that support our viewpoint.
很多时候我们不应该只是说找一个圣经的经节来支持我们自己的观点。
Don't read the word just to support your viewpoint. Read the word to renew your mind.
那很多的时候我们不应该只是说找一个经节来支持我们的观点，而是说应该让圣经来更新我们的心意。
This is probably one of our biggest challenges in life.
那我们今天在生活当中最大的挑战。
Knowing how to properly handle this sword.
就是怎么样来应用这个圣灵的宝剑。
We have to remember you never hand somebody a sword by the blade.
当你把一个宝剑给人的时候，你不是递给他那个刀剑刃。
You hand them the sword by the handle.
你把那个剑柄给他。
In fifth grade, we've actually been encouraging the parents to read the Word of God with their children.
在五年级的主日学当中，我们鼓励父母和孩子们一同读圣经。
Read the Word together, and then let the children share what they read.
那让孩子们他们自己读，好来交通神给他们的看见。
Cautioning the parents to resist the challenge to try to explain everything.
让提醒父母不是向他们孩子来解释所有的事。
And letting the Word of God speak.
让神的话语自己来说话。
You may actually discover something really amazing through what your child reads or what your child shares with you.
你的儿女与你所交通的事，也许让你看见以前所没有看见的。
The same is true when we share the Word of God together.
那我们和弟兄姊妹交通的时候也是同样。
How rich it is to come together on Friday nights and share and seek through the Word to seek the Lord together.
那星期五晚上是何等宝贵，我们可以一同来聚集，来读神的话语。
How often do we come in tired, kind of worn out, but then we're refreshed and invigorated because the Word of God has been shared?
很多的时候，我们进来的时候很疲惫，但是经历过这样的事，我们在灵里面都得到复兴和刚强。
Isaiah 54 reminds us, the Lord has given me the tongue of disciples that I may know how to sustain the weary one with a word.
以赛亚书五十章四节提醒我们说，主耶和华赐我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎样用言语扶持困乏的人。
And that word is the word of God.
那话就是神的话语。
After all, what is the word of God?
那神的道是什么？
The Bible, the Word of God, actually tells us itself.
那圣经当中如此告诉我们说。
John chapter 1 verse 1 says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
约翰福音一章一节，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
Jesus is the Word of God.
耶稣就是这道。
And we strengthen the weak ones by bringing them to Jesus.
我们把他们带到主的面前来扶助这些疲乏的人。
Where Jesus is present, the enemy must flee.
当耶稣在我们当中的时候，仇敌就四散奔跑。
So may we learn how to strengthen one another with the Word of God.
让我们知道怎么样用神的话语来彼此扶持。
To share the Word of God together.
能够来一同来传讲神的道。
To read the Word of God together.
来一同来学习。
To pray the Word of God together.
也一同祷告。
And finally, this leads then to our fourth charge.
那最后我们来到第四个当务之急。
Fortify your power mightily.
大大勉励。
What does it mean to fortify your power?
那大大勉励是什么意思呢？
So what is our power?
那我们的力量从哪里来呢？
The power is God's life that is within us.
力量就是主在我们里面的生命。
Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
在我们里面的比在这个世界当中的更大。
The Lord has given the Holy Spirit to dwell in us when we believe in the Lord Jesus.
当我们信主的时候，主就把他的圣灵给了我们。
And as we obey the leading of the Holy Spirit, the Lord's power is mightily expressed.
当我们顺服圣灵的引领的时候，主的圣灵的能力就大大的彰显。
Obedience empowers us by the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵这个生命就给我们能力。
It makes available all the limitless resources that are in Christ.
这给了我们基督当中无穷的资源和能力。
The Lord repeatedly told Israel in the Old Testament, if they obeyed His commandments, then they would be blessed.
在旧约当中，主不断的告诉以色列人说，如果他们遵守他们诫命，遵守他的诫命，他们就会得祝福。
And they would dwell long in the land.
他们在这个地上就会长居久安。
Often our disobedience is what weakens us.
但是很多的时候是因着我们的不顺服，所以我们成为软弱的。
It puts us in a position that does not allow us to enter the fullness of the joy of the Lord.
让我们进入这样一个光景，我们不能够完全的来进入神丰满的心意。
It hinders us from coming into the fullness of His power.
也不能够完全看到他的大能。
And we have to remember that the lack of obedience is actually disobedience.
我们需要记住，缺乏顺服就是不顺服。
When we know what the Lord wants us to do and we don't do it,
当我们知道主要我们做什么，我们没有做的话，
it's disobedience.
这就是不顺服。
Disobedience connects or disconnects us from the command post.
这样的不顺服就让我们和那个指挥中心被隔离开来。
And it disconnects us from one another.
也让我们和弟兄姊妹之间彼此间隔。
And that leaves us again vulnerable to attack.
那就我们很脆弱，受仇敌的攻击。
But conversely, think about the strength when we all obey.
但是反过来思想，如果我们一起顺服的话，是何等的力量。
When we collectively are obeying the Spirit,The power of that.
当我们一起在圣灵当中顺服的时候，会带给我们何等的力量
？It brings us into unity with one another, and it brings us into unity with Christ.
当就带我们进入与主和彼此的合一当中。
It gives us the opportunity as one body to obey what the Spirit says to the church.
让我们进入这样一个合一的身体，我们可以一同来顺服圣灵对教会所说的。
Now the problem is sometimes we think we know better.
但很多时候我们觉得我们自己知道的更多更好。
Or we act independent of the Lord too often.
我们好像要来够从主那里独立。
And we disconnect ourselves from that unity.
那我们就远离那样的一个合一。
Now my grandson, who's already been mentioned in the opening this morning,
我们弟兄的孙子他刚刚已经被提到过。
But the beauty is that children are a wonderful picture of who we really are.
但是很多的时候孩童就给我们看到一幅图画，就是我们自己的图画。
My grandson reminded me of this principle here recently.
那我们弟兄的孙子就提醒看让他看到这样一个原则。
So at 1.5, he generally understands what he can touch and what he cannot touch.
他一岁半，他基本上知道什么东西他可以碰，什么东西他不能碰。
And so it's always fascinating because he comes over quite often.
因为很多时候我们看到他，因为他经常来。
And then to watch him kind of slowly work his way around, trying to get close to something he knows he's not supposed to touch.
他慢慢的走向那个屋子里面，要走向一个东西他应该不能碰的。
Or some machine where he can push the button.
那或者是什么机器他可以那个按上面那个按钮。
So then he gets close enough and he'll pick it up and he looks over his shoulder to see if Nai Nai or Ye Ye notices, right?
但是当他拿了那个东西以后，他就会慢慢的转过头来看那个爷爷奶奶有没有来注意他。
And nervously starts to kind of handle it.
那他开始的时候有一点紧张。
And you might gently say, no.
你也许跟他说不行。
And he just keeps kind of pushing the button, seeing if there's.
他但是他还是在那按那个按钮。
And then as you approach him, well, he drops it and runs away.
但是当你走近他的时候，他也许就把它放下，然后就逃开。
He knows it's wrong, but he wants to see if he can get away with it, right?
他知道他不对，但是他看看他可不可以摆脱那个逃脱那个惩罚。
Or maybe if this time he might be allowed to do something he's not supposed to do.
也许这一次他可以做一些他以前所不能做的事情。
And the reality is he doesn't even fully understand all the dangers that are around him.
但是实际上他并不知道这个周围的那些危险。
He doesn't appreciate the dangers of a light socket or a burning stove or even the addiction of video games and some of the things that technology draws us into.
不管是那个电的插座或者火炉，甚至是说沉溺于那些游戏所带来的那些危险。
And instead of playing with all the things that he is allowed to play with,
他没有来玩那些所以他所允许玩的东西。
His tendency is to play with those things that are off limits.
但是人的 光景，就是往往要那些啊、就是不应该碰的东西。
Now this goes back to the Garden of Eden.
我们看到这回到当初那个伊甸园。
God told Adam and Eve that you could eat of all the trees of the garden except one.
当时神告诉亚当和夏娃说，你可以吃园中所有的树，除了一棵以外。
And what did Adam and Eve do? They ate of the one that was forbidden.
那亚当和夏娃做了什么呢？他们就去吃了那一棵被禁止的树上的果子。
And that is what we all tend to do.
这是我们人的天性。
Now sometimes as we get older, we're a little more subtle and a little more sophisticated about it.
那当我们年纪长大以后，我们也许做得更有迷惑，或者说我们好像很好的能够隐藏。
But it's still acting independent of the Lord.
但是我们还是要好像离开神。
Still disobedience to the Lord's leading.
我们不愿意来顺服主的引领。
Now what happens when we disobey?
那我们不顺服的时候，什么会发生呢？
So when Joshua disobeys, it requires discipline.
当约书亚他来玩那些东西的时候，他需要被管教。
And the importance is that you cannot afford for him just to obey sometimes.
那很重要的一件事情，你不能让他只是说有的时候顺服。
It may put his life in danger, and so out of love, you discipline.
因为这会让他的生命受到危险，所以出于爱，我们需要来管教。
And generally, once discipline is administered, Joshua then wants to turn and cling to the one that has administered that discipline.
通常当有这样管教的时候，约书亚他往往会回到那个父母刚刚管教他的那一位面前。
He clings to that parent or grandparent because he wants the reassurance of love. He wants to restore that relationship.
因为他要重新的，叫确认，就说那个父母和或者说祖父母还是爱他。
And he actually, as he clings to that one, he doesn't even for a time want to play with the uncles and the other kids that might be present.
所以当时的话，他根本就没有时间和其他的叔叔或者其他的孩子一起玩。
Because he wants to restore that relationship.
因为他要恢复那样的一个爱的关系。
And praise the Lord, there's a softness of heart and there's a restoring.
所以看到感谢主，我们里面有这样一个新的柔软的心，我们要恢复。
But think of the joy if that relationship had never been severed.
但是你思想，如果那样的一个关系从来就没有被搅扰的话，那喜乐是何等的大。
If he remained obedient, he would remain in protection.
那如果我们一直是顺服的话，我们就一直在主的保护的里面。
And then he'd also be able to enter into the fullness of all that he is allowed to play with.
他也会进入那他所允许的这一切的所有的丰富的里面。
And the parents would even be able to give him more gifts because they knew that he could handle it.
那父母也许就会给他更多的玩具，因为他们知道他可以处理这些事情。
If we simply would eat from that tree of life and avoid the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
所以当我们只是从生命树上取果子而不是从智慧树上取果子的时候
Then we would be able to enjoy all the other trees in the garden.
我们就可以享用这院子里面所有的果树
And when we are in rightful union with Christ,
当我们和基督在这样的一个合一里面的时候
we can enter into the fullness of his joy and the fullness of being together with one another.
我们可以进入他喜乐和同在的
Disobedience weakens the influence and expression of the Spirit.
所以我们看到不顺服就让我们远离了圣灵。
Because it separates us from communion with the Lord, it quenches the Spirit.
也让我们不再和主有交通，消灭了我们圣灵的感动。
And the Lord exhorted us in 1 Thessalonians, do not quench the Spirit.
而主在帖撒罗尼迦前书里面告诉我们说，不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Conversely, obedience strengthens the Spirit's power.
而反过来说，顺服就让圣灵的能力在我们里面得以加强。
It makes us sensitive to what's on the Lord's heart, and it strengthens the expression of what comes out through the Spirit's work.
让我们能够更加向着主的心意更加敏感，也让我们能够看到更多的看到那个生命。
What abundance there is when we're in union with Christ and the Spirit has the freedom to express the might, the power, the majesty of the Lord.
当我们在主的生命的里面里边，我们看到是何等的丰富，主可以借着他的话语向我们显明。
John 15:10-11, Jesus says, If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full.
约翰福音15:10-11里面耶稣说道，你们若遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，藏在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
Today we have the privilege as the people of God in obedience to be those that usher in the Lord's return.
所以今天我们有这样的权柄，我们可以成来顺服主，来进入待主回来的时候，来进入他的国。
So we need to recognize that there is one that seeks to scatter.
所以我们需要认识到有仇敌要来打碎邦国。
One that has come up against that is looking to divide.
他要来分裂我们。
We live in these end times, and the battle is very fierce.
我们在这个末世的时候征战。
But we also need to recognize that we have the victorious life within us.
但是我们同时也需要认识到我们里面有得胜的生命。
And that life compels us to man the fort.
那而这一个生命要提醒我们说我们需要看守保障。
Be available for the Lord.
让我们自己在主的面前有预备。
Be available for that call from the brothers and sisters. Gather together.
也为着弟兄姊妹有预备，来我们一起聚会。
Be found dwelling in the house in unity.
而也在主的家里面和弟兄姊妹有合一。
To watch the road.
来谨防道路。
To take our position as watchmen on the wall.
来做城墙上的守望者。
And to stand together.For the fulfillment of Lord of what's on the Lord's heart.
也在主的心意里面一同站立。
May the Lord revive corporate prayer among us in this year.
在今年愿主来兴起我们在团体里面的祷告。
And he exhorts us to strengthen the flanks.
让我们一起来使腰强壮。
To uplift one another and arm one another with the living word of God.
也让我们能够用神的话语来彼此建立
and to fortify our power mightily
也让我们大大能够勉励
allowing the Holy Spirit through obedience to have his way
借着顺服让我们能够里面的圣灵能够来做工
and to express the fullness of the power of the Lord through us and through us as the church
来借着我们和教会彰显神的大能。
So may we respond to these four imperatives as we go forward this year.
所以在新的2020年当中，让我们一起向主的这个四个当务之急有回应。
And be found in unity in the house of God where the bride is being made ready.
让我们能够看到，当新娘被预备整齐的时候，我们一同在主的家里。
Let's pray.
让我们一起有祷告。
Lord, we do thank you for your great faithfulness.
主，感谢你向着我们是何等的信实。
Lord, though we are amidst a world that is in chaos,
我们所处的这个世界是在一个混乱的当中。
Though we have an enemy that is very formidable.
我们也是有这样一个可怕的仇敌
One that seeks to divide and to conquer
也要来打碎来搅扰
We need not fear We can take our stand in hope and in confidence
我们不需要害怕因为我们的信心在于你
Lord, may we surrender and allow your spirit to have its way in each of our lives
我们愿意你的圣灵 在我们每个人的心灵生命当中引领我们
and to have its way in the church
也在教会当中引领我们
that would, we would be gathered together and that we would long and yearn for the unity in Christ
我们可以一同的在这里聚集来为着在教会当中的合一
and that we would be standing in prayer until your will is fully accomplished
我们一起来祷告直到你的旨意成就
Lord teach us how to strengthen one another with your word
主教导我们如何用你的话语来彼此建立
and how through obedience you desire to bring us into the fullness of your joy
也让我们能够借着顺服能够进入你完全的喜乐
Lord we want to be those that have an ear to hear what you are speaking
我们愿意说我们有耳的我们都可以听
And we want to respond from our heart in obedience to your speaking and to your leading.
我们也愿意顺服来听你的话语来顺服你的引领
That your joy would be full.
你的喜乐得以满足
And that you would be glorified.
你也得着所有的荣耀
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名
Amen.